Canmore, Frozen Thunder is in jeopardy of melting away in 2023, say organizers, who are reaching out to the public to help bring the snow loop back this year. Ongoing renovations at the Canmore Nordic Center will force the relocation of approximately 14,000 cubic meters of snow used to build the early season training and recreation track. This means a new freestanding snow pile is being built near the old biathlon stadium and will be an extra $20,000 bill above budget, or 25 truckloads of sawdust to cover it. It's a cost the financial partners, a group of provincial, national and nonprofit sport organizations, can't cover, which is why a donation page has been set up to keep Frozen Thunder solid. So many people use the Frozen Thunder trails and it takes a lot of money to put them in place, said Norbert Meyer, events chair at Alberta World Cup Society. There's an interest on everyone's part to say, hey, if you've been using Frozen Thunder, here's a chance to help keep it going, here's a chance to contribute to its growth and development and pitch in a little bit. Starting in 2009, Frozen Thunder is a 2-kilometer man-made snow loop that normally operates for about 3 weeks between late October and early November. It heavily influences the early ski season for the eager community wanting to get back on the frozen trails, youth development, tourism in the fall, and, of course, giving high-performance athletes a head start on the season, making Frozen Thunder an essential part of how things operate now. In a worst-case scenario, Frozen Thunder wouldn't be built in 2023, but would return in 2024. However, Meyer has confidence the community will come through by the donation period's end date on March 28. Part of the renovations at the Canmore Nordic Center include building a new Nordic ski facility, widening the biathlon range, and tripling the amount of storage space for snow, which will be used to triple the length of Frozen Thunder starting in 2024. We're aiming at 6 or 7 kilometers of snow once the two sites are in operation and productive, said Meyer. The challenge we have with starting something new is you have some startup costs. A major reason for the future expansion of Frozen Thunder is Canada's highly successful para-Nordic ski team, which trains out of Canmore. Specifically, sections on the trail that are designed for sit skiers. Along with the Para-Nordic Skiing World Cup returning to Canmore in December 2025, there are two World Cups coming to town next winter, the Cross-Country Skiing World Cup in February 2024 and the Biathlon World Cup in March 2024. Three early-season snow loops usually try to make a go each year in Quebec, British Columbia, and in Canmore. So far, Frozen Thunder has been the most successful snow storage track in North America, said Cindy Chetley, Nordic Canada's high-performance coordinator. People here have this in their backyard. It's quite a cool thing. This donation is a one-time thing, Chetley added. Now would be the public's chance to help give back for the people who have enjoyed Frozen Thunder for all the years and want to continue enjoying it. For more information about donating, click here. Frozen Thunder is financed and operated through a partnership agreement between Nordic Canada, Biathlon Canada, Alberta World Cup Academy, Alberta Biathlon, and Nordic Alberta with support from the Canmore Nordic Center. For eager skiers, last year's costs to the Canmore Nordic Center included the Kananaskis Country Conservation Pass, which is $15 for a personal vehicle day pass, or $90 yearly, registers 2 vehicles. For the general public, an adult pass for Frozen Thunder was $90 for use anytime between October 21 to November 14 from noon and 5 p.m. An adult day pass was $15. From 7 a.m. to noon, the snow loop is reserved for high-performance athletes. After 5 p.m., it's free for public use.